Now, break that down to me.
Okay, do you see any distinction between somebody that's a drunk, I mean, that you call a drunk, somebody that you might call a derelict that kind of wanders around, you know, like, lays down the streets?
Crashes
out the streets.
No, a person like that. Now, okay, I'm getting ready to make a retraction on that. A drunk, I don't have any excuse. I mean, I don't have any pity on them.
Mm-hmm.
But a person who has carried this drunkenness to the extreme that he's out there in the streets, then, you know, there's a difference. To me, there's a difference. Okay? He's really... Then, you know, there's a difference. To me, there's a difference. Okay? He's really zonked out.
Yeah.
I mean, to the nth degree, if he's out there in the streets, laying out there in the streets, and he don't know if he's coming or going. Now, to me, that's a difference.
Okay. Would you call him a drunk, too?
I would refer to him as an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, the alcoholic is the extreme of an individual being drunk. And I just look at him, some people refer to him as a drunken bum or wino.
Oh, wino, yeah. Okay.
But, you know, I always look at it from a... How can I say it? I always look at it as a cause, why, what reason. How come he's out there in the streets? There's two that I know, highly intelligent. One man, he has two master's degrees, one in biochemist and one in agriculture. It's three, and one in psychology. Stone. He would pipe that all left right. One time, I got a chance to talk to him. And I called my wino buddies. And I called him old Pop. I said, hey, Pop. He always referred to me as little Sylvia. Hey, what you want to say? I said, Pop, why? You know, all this that you have going for you, all this degree, you know, this brain, you know, this intelligence, you know, why you let me go to waste, you know. You can tell me, hey, it's none of your business, get the hell out of my life, or whatever the case may be. Just curious, because I hate to see, you know, this brain, you know, all this brain, you know, just going down the drain. He said, well, sir, something happened in my life, you know, somewhere down the line that I'd rather not, you know, discuss. I said, well, okay, I can deal with that. But people in general, they have a certain exposure in life. Some people can deal with it. Some people just can't.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes those that can't deal with a certain situation that they had to be confronted with, they revert to the liquor.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like I was saying, it's a cop-out. And I said, Pump, you know, man, with all this you got going for, I don't know, you got thing in psychology, you know. And I'm quite sure you've studied, you know, the human behavior, you know, human modification and all of this crap, you know. How come? And where he's working now is Dandy Diaper Service. He's comfortable there.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he wants to do.
Okay, I'll tell you something. I have a friend of mine that I went to college with for two years. This guy was like a year or two younger than I am. You could turn him an alcoholic. Can you imagine somebody that's